Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Madonna is your artist of the day. Telephone number here, as always, is 576-7798. Got this one for Dana. Story from CBS News. Through a combination of plainclothes agents, a bomb-sniffing dog, and a command center at the U.S. Embassy in Paris, the State Department's Bureau of Diplomatic Security makes sure that the U.S. women's soccer team travels, trains, and plays in peace. While security in Paris is now at its highest levels, in the run-up as the World Cup begins, some U.S. planners and organizers are telling CBS News that they are concerned that French authorities are not taking security seriously enough, allegedly making comments like, "It's not the real World Cup, it's just the women."
Why do amazing feats like women's soccer bring out the worst in people who are already horrible people? Why is that? Why can't they just be happy that the women are amazing and stop talking? We would be remiss if we did not shout out our very heartfelt, amazing, excited congratulations to Gary Woodland, who won the U.S. Open. If you did not see the announcement, this is what it sounded like, Scott. And here is your 2019 U.S. Open champion from Topeka, Kansas, Gary Woodland. And his mom and dad were there. Yeah. She's wearing a little Jayhawk pullover. He has a Jayhawk on his bag, a Jayhawk on his towel on his bag. It was an amazing, amazing feat for him. And you know, he played at KU, went to Washburn for a year and played basketball.
Man, you guys have a lot in common.
I mean, right? I was so excited for him yesterday. Just so excited.
Did he graduate Washburn like you did?
He went from Washburn to KU.
Oh, so he did the anti-Dana.
He did the opposite of Dana. Uh-huh. But it was hard not to root for him. He's a great guy and just a good human being. And it made me very happy to see him win that yesterday.
All right. A story here from CNN.com. You know, they're talking about going back to the moon. And the tally is now out on how much that might cost the United States. I'm waiting for this story to queue up so I can play it. But I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 billion, if I remember this story correctly. Hang on just a second. Here we go.
Tube has now decided to ban...
Of course, that's the wrong story. That's the YouTube story. Hang on. I'll get it here. Where'd it go? There it is. $30 billion for the United States to go back to the moon, according to the administrator of NASA. Can I ask the dumb question?
Yes.
Why are we even thinking about going back to the moon?
I was going to ask the same thing.
NASA has touted, here's a story from CNN. NASA has touted its bold plan to return American astronauts to the moon by 2024. Now we're starting to get an idea of how much it's going to cost. The space agency will need an estimated $20 to $30 billion for its moon project. That would mean adding another $4 billion to $6 billion per year to NASA's budget, which is already expected to be about $20 billion annually. The administrator, Jim Bridenstine, His remarks are the first time that NASA has shared a total cost estimate for its moon program, which is called Artemis, and could send people to the lunar surface for the first time in half a century. NASA wants that mission to include two astronauts, a man and the first ever woman to walk on the moon. The overall goal of the Artemis program is to establish a sustainable presence on the moon, paving the way for astronauts to return to the surface again and again, learning to live and work on another world, according to Bridenstine, and it will prepare them for NASA's long-term mission to put people on Mars for the first time in human history. Okay.
I think we have a lot of problems in the world, and that should not be a priority. And if you're a science person, maybe you are screaming in your car and disagreeing with me, but wouldn't you rather deal with pollution, Scott, or our crumbling infrastructure or the oceans we are destroying with plastic?
Now, yes.
If you can tell me you can take all of our trash and stuff that we're not really recycling, even though they say we are, and all of the
trash
in the oceans.
Don't get me started.
If you can tell me that you can take all of that stuff and put it on the moon, then we'll talk. If it will solve a problem here.
I listen, and maybe this is too much for my little science brain to handle. I'm being serious. Maybe this is just too much for my itty-bitty science brain to handle. But we've already done the moon. I mean, if you want to send somebody to Mars, fine. But they said, you know, this is in preparation for sending Americans to Mars. What more do we need to learn? And again, as Dana said, I'm sure there are a lot of you sitting in your car screaming at your radio right now, you morons, you idiots, blah, 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 blah. Then enlighten me. Why do we need to go back to the moon? Are we're going to set up a base there for what purpose?
No, 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 no.
Give me one reason why we need to set up a base on the moon. To me, this is a gigantic waste of money. And $30 billion, Scott, is just a fraction of the overall budget. Okay. Okay. That's fine. Then tell me more about how you want to get spending under control. $30 billion here, $30 billion there starts adding up to a couple trillion after a while. If you want to go to Mars to say that, you know, for national pride or whatever, to say that we did it, fine. But what, other than national pride, what's the point?
It's too much money. Too much risk, too much money.
Well, I don't. The risk is we did it 50 years ago. I mean, they can do it again.
If you believe it.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, you're only echoing what somebody else said on the text line. What do you mean go back to the moon again? You mean just go to the moon? Okay, weirdos.
We have a lot of great stuff. I don't want to use the word great. Sorry.
No. Nikki in Blue Springs.
No.
Hang on. Get her on.
No. This is why we're moving on.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So my issue, I have no problems with what we're doing. We're advancing technology, and we're going in leaps and bounds. But, Scott, and I know I'm going to break your heart with this, I honestly don't believe we went to the moon, because if we went in 1969, why did NASA turn around and tell us in 1980 and 1990, when we wanted to go back, that we did not have the technology to go back? I mean, it doesn't make sense. So, plus at that time, we were doing really extraordinary things with Hollywood. So, honestly, it was probably created in a Hollywood back set.
But, Nikki, do you know how bad the graphics were back then, even in Hollywood? I mean, have you gone back and watched a movie from the 80s like Poltergeist and how bad it looks?
Oh, I know. But because my mom's one of those people who raised me on not 80s and 70s movies and stuff like that. But it's we could still have the technology to do it today.
Okay.
So you do not believe that we ever went to the moon?
No, because we would have still had the technology.
Well, but at that point we had morphed from the rockets into the space shuttle.
That's true.
Okay.
But no, I honestly don't think we ever went to the moon. I think we're just now getting the grasp of how to get to the moon.
And it was just a years long ploy to prove to the Soviets that we had done something they couldn't do.
Yeah, because when my mom brings brings up a good point. Why do we put the flag on the dark side of the moon when we're trying to prove to the Russians, hey, we went there first? Screw you guys.
Well, they didn't put it on the dark side of the moon. They put it on the light side of the moon.
No, they actually put it on the dark side of the moon.
Oh, okay. Then how can we see it?
We never see it, though.
Oh.
You can actually never see it with a telescope.
But Nikki, and I'll entertain this just for a little bit longer. I completely disagree with you. But this is what's always bothered me about conspiracy theories, and that's not to talk you down. That's what it is. It's a conspiracy theory, and I don't mean that derogatorily, okay? But for a conspiracy to work, everybody has to buy in. Buzz Aldrin has to buy in. Neil Armstrong has to buy in. Everybody working at NASA who pretended to be sitting at their desk and communicating and talking to everyone has to buy in and never, ever tell the truth.
But that's true. But you also have to figure how deep the government can go to make you say, oh, I did this. And I know, you know, conspiracy theories are out there on how the government works and all that. But you got to think of how deep the government can go to say, hey, you're going to tell this.
Or what? We're gonna kill somebody in your family, or what?
It could be that. It could be that they just kill off everybody. They pay you off. Anything.
Okay. All right. Nikki, how old are you?
I'll turn 27 on Friday.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you for the call. We're not talking about this.
Oh, the hell we're not.
We have so much good stuff today. And I don't mean good, because some of the stories are really depressing. But, you know, interesting things that we can debate about.
Who's next?
No, I don't think we should talk about this.
Chris, Kyle, you guys hang tight.
No, let's not have them hang tight. Let's not do that.
By the way, before I get it on the text line, Maya, my youngest, now does believe that we landed on the moon. I fixed her. She was just young and, you know, falling for all that. Everything on the internet is true stuff. Kyle in Raytown. Kyle, hello.
Hey, I'm glad I got through to you guys. I was just wanting to, I guess, rebuttal the lady who had talked about not going to the moon or whatever.
Yeah.
I know, right? No, the reason why they say the technology is not around. The technology to get to the moon is there. The fact of the matter is that when you got to the moon, there's so many hazards that were on the moon. It's like the moon's not made of just regular baby powder.
No, it's made out of cheese.
Yeah, it's made of ionized or crystallized
whatever
razor blades that are on a really small particle level. That if you breathed it, just took your mask off or whatever, it would get in your lungs and, like, just shred your lungs up. Hmm. But the thing is because of the suit that they had on, the way the particles cling to you is because of the static electricity. And so it's like rubbing a balloon on your head and the static charge is there. The same principle. The thing is when they got back onto the ship after they did their moonwalk and stuff, they found that these particles made the abrasions or the abrasive movement of human movement start to eat at their suits. And like the gloves and their arms, where they moved their arms and the rotation, it would eat at that. So that's why they couldn't really go back to the moon, because it was a safety hazard, because they didn't have the technology to make it safe for humans to be on the moon.
Okay, but I think there's something about the moon. You know, you hear about like full moon fever and stuff like that. with all due respect, Kyle, we went back to the moon several more times. I think the moon makes people crazy. Just talking about or thinking about the moon makes people crazy, because we went back to the moon. I think 11 Americans have walked on the moon.
People want proof. It is the show me state. Show me.
You know, Buzz Aldrin punched a man in the face.
I know.
Who came up to him at some convention or wherever the hell he was.
Liar.
And accused Buzz Aldrin of lying about being on the moon. Buzz Aldrin who was no young whippersnapper even at that time, punched that man straight in the face. He was so insulted. I don't know why this is so hard to figure out. I'm ending this with Chris in Kansas City, and then we are moving on. Chris, go.
Yeah. Love your show, Dana, Scott.
Yep.
He's probably so insulted that he had to cover a lie for so long, you know. But, no, I'm so totally kidding. I don't know if we went or not for sure. So they're definitely, like the last caller said, a safety hazard. One of the biggest ones that they'll always mention is the Van Allen radiation belt. They're saying that's why we can't go back to the moon, because there's that radiation belt that's going to, you know, kill you, give you cancer if you go through.
Doesn't have cancer yet.
Well, I don't know if you asked me. That's why you got the Van Allen radiation belt. Check that out. I mean, that's why they can't get through it. It'll radiate them. And according to the first caller, when they talked about destroying the technology, they did. They did have all their tapes erased, wrote over all their data from their first moon landing. That's kind of odd. And you ever watch that original press conference of the three of them after they came back? I mean, that's a weird press conference. I mean, whether they, you know, landed or not, those guys don't sit there looking like heroes. I don't know. They just look shocked and odd. Have you ever watched that part?
No, I haven't.
Chris, thank you for the call.
Gotta pull it up. Gotta pull it up. All right, take it easy, fast.
Okay. I'm telling you, man. I want to live in a dictatorship. Nobody's allowed to vote anymore. Nobody is allowed to vote anymore. I want a dictatorship.
I've got some information on those Van Allen belts.
I don't want any information on the damn Van Allen belt.
Scott, I told you I severed a relationship, a professional relationship with someone who did not believe the Sandy Hook shooting happened.
No more voting.
I had a woman ask me 2 weeks ago if I really thought OJ did it. You know, the internet has done some strange things to people.
Serious damage.
Internet is very, very good.
And very, very
internet
bad.
Can be very, very bad.
Newsroom, Sam Stevie. Oh, my word. No, we're moving on. No. Kill the crazy lunar moon music.
They want to get in.
No.
No.
The Van Allen belt.
Radiation.
Okay. You're not helping. Get rid of this David Bowie or I'll just go crazy. Story here from NBC News. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams apologizing for her department's handling of an alleged shoplifting incident involving a 4-year-old girl and her parents, saying yesterday the confrontation that was captured on video was, quote, unacceptable. Oh. Says the police chief, what we saw in that video is not in keeping with good policing. This is not what should have happened in that circumstance. The child's parents, Drayvon Ames and Aisha Harper, have filed notice of a $10 million claim against the police department, which occurred May 29th after the couple said they realized their daughter had taken a doll from a dollar store. Reminder, the daughter is 4 years old. Video shows the officers appearing to push and kick a handcuffed man believed to be Ames and then handcuffing Harper, the mother, who is pregnant, after an unidentified woman came to take care of the couple's two young daughters. At one point, an officer screams at Ames and says, when I tell you to do something, you blanking do it. The officers then pick up Ames, who apologizes and appears in the video to be complying, and then throws him against a police vehicle. But the couple and authorities offered different accounts of what happened. Ames and Harper said they were driving their girls to a babysitter when police approached them in an apartment complex parking lot. Williams.
Which means police were called over a
doll.
Doll that was it $4, $3?
Well, it was a dollar store, so I guess it was a dollar.
Keep going.
The police chief, though, says the couple fled from police after a Family Dollar manager alerted authorities to adults stealing from the store. In a police report, officers say the girl, took a boxed doll while Ames took a pair of underwear and a woman who'd been with the couple at the dollar store allegedly stole something else. Okay.
Is it possible for a 4-year-old to steal?
I would say no.
Now let's think about that for a second. We have all, as children, or maybe your children or your niece or your nephew or your grandkid, think about all the little people in your life for your entire life. Everyone listening has that story where a toddler or a three-year-old or a four-year-old wanders out of a store with a pack of gum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know at the age of four if they can conceptualize the meaning of theft. I think they see something shiny, they see something they want, they pick it up, parents aren't paying attention, kid wanders out of the store with it. Now, do the adults know if, in fact, those adults took something out of that store? And I'm not ready to say that that happened. Yes, if you're an adult, you know stealing is wrong.
Sure.
At age four, Scott?
No, of course you don't.
What age do you put this at?
Where you know you're doing something wrong?
You know when you walk out with something, you know it's wrong.
10?
Eh.
Not 4. I don't even remember being 4.
I would say 8 to 10 would be my range, and text me at 22980 if you disagree. I would say around 8 to 10, we start formulating right from wrong.
Don't take something that doesn't belong.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason we don't charge children as adults when something sure. happens badly.
Well, some people were writing in on the text line earlier, when are you going to talk about the Phoenix story? I'd love to hear what Scott has to say. Apparently thinking that I'm going to defend the officers. I'm not. In fact, I was called on Twitter over the weekend, the police apologist, Scott Parks. I don't think that's fair. The reaction, based on what I have read, does not fit the crime.
Even if the adult had walked out of that store with something.
With some underpants.
It does not fit the crime.
Yeah.
The fact that this was a toy probably worth $2 and a four-year-old is... Why would you even call police over that?
Well, probably... I don't know. But in fairness, the police chief, even though she says that her officer's behavior was unacceptable, and she's right, she says that... The Dollar General store claimed, or the Dollar Store, whatever the hell it is, claimed that not only did the girl walk out, I'm not going to say stole, because I don't think a four-year-old can steal. The girl walked out with a doll that didn't belong to her, but that the dad, Drayvon Ames, walked out with a package of underpants that he didn't pay for. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. Where are the underpants? I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care.
The mayor of Phoenix has apologized too.
The behavior is unacceptable.
Either way.
Cops can. Here. For those of you waiting for me to say it, cops can be wrong. And in this case, the reaction does not meet the crime. It was an overreaction. Plain and simple. Or at least it appears to be an overreaction. The cops have been put on desk duty, by the way, for those of you wondering. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, ye who have lived sheltered lives.
Oh, Jim, go ahead, buddy.
You ought to have seen what happens like in Indiana when the gypsies come through. I mean, they can stuff things in some of the places that is so hard to detect and find. And they use their children to do it. They put it in their cribs and all kinds of stuff, in the diaper bag. They will do things that you cannot believe. So I am a skeptic in that just because the child had it doesn't mean that somebody else didn't put it there. And it's called, my heart has been hardened because I've seen it done. So take care, my friends.
Okay. All right, Jim. You do have a hard heart, my friend. Wayne in Overland Park. The telephone number is 576-7798. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, good afternoon. Enjoy your show, and I've got you on Bluetooth. Is that okay?
You're fine. You sound fine.
You sound clear. Go ahead.
Okay, good. And everybody that's seen this video on Facebook, you know, it is terrible. It looks very bad. Should have never escalated to this point. But what I'd really like to hear eventually come out is, one, how far into this is this videotape taken? I mean, has it been a 5-minute chase, a 10-minute with the people in the car flipping them off, moving around, yelling at the officers, And this whole time, the officers are thinking, you know, why are they doing this? Do they have a gun? You know, the cops lost their cool. Everybody agrees with that. But were they pushed into losing their cool because there was no compliance? You know, none of us know, because the video comes in halfway through, I'm sure.
Now, wait a minute. You bring up an interesting point, and maybe one that we will explore on the other side of the break coming up. You said, were the officers, and I'm paraphrasing, were the officers pushed into losing their cool? Is there
inexcusable?
Completely inexcusable. There's never an occasion, and I understand, you know, we do not pay police officers enough. We demand from them what we do not expect from ourselves. I get all of that, but in fairness, they also volunteer to accept these jobs. And with these jobs, just like being a teacher or a daycare provider or whatever, there are certain standards that you cannot break. And one has to think, if you're going to be a cop, you can't allow yourself to be pushed into a position where you behave unacceptably.
True. But however, if they have been trying to get them peacefully to come out of the vehicle for 15 minutes, they've been chasing them, I agree it's unacceptable, but at some point the aggressiveness has to come out stronger. Again, this is way overboard, but, you know, I don't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, go ahead, sorry.
But what we see is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
He says with a laugh.
It is, mm-hmm. And I don't see a scenario under which, Scott, some evidence is presented that makes me comfortable with the level of anger and aggression that we're seeing here. You know, let's just play devil's advocate and say the dad stole a pair of underwear. This is not an appropriate response to that. I'm guessing the police department has video leading up to that exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was somehow exculpatory in nature, don't you think by now the police chief would have come out and said, just, hey, everyone take a breath. We've looked at the video. There's a little more to this story.
And she also wouldn't have come out and said that the behavior was unacceptable.
Yes. And I feel like we would be hearing those things in that type of verbiage if there was some other thing that would explain this. And we're not hearing that. We're not hearing that from the mayor or the chief. And don't you think by now there are high-level closed-door meetings where they are saying in a closed room, tell me now before I make a statement to the media, was there something that justified this? Was there something leading up to this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that they're doing that.
Of course they were.
Because we've seen these incidents in the past where everyone screams on Twitter that scenario A is horrible, and then it kind of turns out to be scenario B.
Mm-hmm. The mayor is vowing to speed up implementation of body cameras on police officers. The video that you see was taken by someone on the street. Quoting here from the mayor, I realize that to get to the bottom of this issue and implement meaningful change, we are going to have some uncomfortable and painful conversations.
Okay. I don't understand, for the sake of the officers, why every single police department does not go to body cams. Because even police departments who have those will tell you, Scott, in more cases than not, those body cams exonerate the officer. In more cases than not always.
Sure.
But in a higher percentage of cases than not, it's in the officer's favor to have that video.
Telephone number here, 576-7798. Let's go to Henry in Kansas City, my friend. Henry, good afternoon. Hey, bud.
What's going on? I have to totally agree with Dana. Body cams should be mandatory. Every police department in the world should have body cams. It's got to be a mandatory thing, no matter how much they cost. Secondly, I would not categorically deny or state that a child cannot steal something necessarily at 4 years old, because maybe the child isn't stealing, but what parent didn't notice that the child had something in their hand when they came out of the store to get in the car they didn't have in their hand when they went in the store?
That's a fair point, Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know how a parent could not see that.
I don't know how big the doll was, though. Henry, we don't know how big the doll was. I don't know that this was like a big baby doll.
Well, but big enough, Henry, and this is Henry Lyons, big enough that you have to put a four-year-old in a car seat, or at least you're supposed to. The idea that they didn't recognize that the child had something coming out of the store they didn't have going into the store is hard for me to swallow.
Yeah, me too. And I said, and body cams are definitely needed. They exonerate the people who are usually innocent in these matters, and they should be mandatory. So don't be surprised, and I'm agreeing with you. Okay,
that's okay.
All right.
Hey, when is she going to get an end up? Never mind. Don't worry about giving her one.
It's all good. We're all good.
All right. I love you, brother. Be good, man. Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing quite well, thank you.
Hey, just a couple comments on this story. This is coming from somebody who used to be manager of a couple retail stores in a former life. I don't know all the facts as far as whether they overreacted, although it does kind of sound like they did. But we don't really know, you know, what was said, what was done as they were trying to apprehend them. So I'm going to kind of let that part lie, but I don't think it's fair to say that you shouldn't have the police call to some place like Dollar Store and, you know, only have them called to places like Helzberg's. I mean, you know, you can walk out with hundreds of dollars worth of stuff over the of a day, you know, in a cheap store, sure. And it costs them just as much as Helzberg's does when you walk out one with a ring.
True, but clearly there was an overreaction. Otherwise,
I believe so. Okay. I think there was an overreaction.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you don't know exactly, you know, what the people did once the police, you know, confronted them.
Sure.
At least I didn't hear all that. So you don't know, did they struggle? Did they, you know, call them every name in the book? And, you know, I didn't hear
but,
that part.
But
so
would
I'm
you
not sure.
Would you not agree, though, Steve, and yes, we do hold police officers to a higher standard, and for a reason. But there should never be a name that you could call a police officer that would warrant the, no pun intended, the sort of behavior that we're talking about.
Right.
Well, you're right. You're right, and I use that as just kind of an example. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Not knowing for sure did they fight or, you know.
All right.
I mean, if the police officer says, turn around, I'm going to handcuff you,
you need to turn around and get handcuffed. That's exactly right.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. Real quick, when you can get to a place where you can go to the KMBZ Facebook page, mm-hmm. You will see a security camera. You will see two people swimming in a swimming pool. And then you will see an alligator quickly running toward the pool. Diving in.
Yeah, you see me running out of
the pool. The reaction is hilarious. And if you don't think those suckers can't swim super fast, oh my God, Scott, it's so funny.
The alligators? No, they can swim.
The alligators start swimming. Like, we're going to post this right now. You have got to see this video. At first, I thought they were naked. They're not naked. The guy has swim trunks on.
Oh, hell no.
I have never seen anyone jump out of a swimming pool faster. The woman tries to swim to the side. The alligator beats her there.
Oh, hell no.
Have you seen it, Sam?
I have, yeah. It's pretty comical.
Uh-uh.
You would just crap your pants.
Oh, I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
Right in the pool.
Play the ball.
It's a baby Ruth. We got us a baby Ruth in here. Newsroom, Sam Stevie.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.